That you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Mother Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school, 10 a.m. Sunday worship service, 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW on Zoom, 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study on Zoom, 7 p.m. Friday night Joy Night on Zoom, 7 p.m. Morning prayer service, Monday through Saturday on the prayer line, 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from Elder Jerry Taylor, an associate elder at Johnson Temple. If you would like more information about the church, please give us a call at 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Receive some bad raps. Amen, they do. They do. Some of them deserved and some of them undeserved. But we're yet fathers. And we yet have to do, amen, what we have to do. God has charged us.
Amen.
With that awesome responsibility. And I pray for every father across this world, that they will be the father that God amen, is calling for in these last and evil days. And truly these are some evil days.
Yes, they are.
I wish to read a scripture on today, and the scripture that I will share with you is found in Luke, the 15th chapter and 2 verses, 11 and 12. And they read as thus. And he said, a certain man had 2 sons. And the younger of them said to his father, that'd be great. Amen. Give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. This is the word of God. You may be seated. I will stay with the theme on today, which is the love of my Father. The love of my Father.
All right.
Amen. I want to go back for just a moment, and I want to kind of share something with you. This particular passage of scripture, amen, kind of follows some other parables. Jesus was teaching in parables at this particular point, amen, and he had given to other the lost coin and the lost sheep, amen. This particular parable, amen, is said to somewhat represent Israel and its backsliding state, and, amen, the fact that God wishes to recover them, bring them into repentance. Amen. The son is a son, which means he is saved. He was saved. But yet he allowed a spirit, amen, to get a hold to him. An evil spirit. You see, back then, the biblical times, amen, there was no requirement for any father to, amen, give anything of their children, or to their children, amen, until after the father had passed. He wasn't to give anything. He didn't have to give anything. Amen. Under no obligation. Amen. But look at this father. Look at this father. He was asked to give a portion of the goods that befalleth him. This was the younger son, and he, the father, divided them his living.
Yes,
now this kind of points, amen, to a father's love, of the love of a father.
Yes,
amen. I can imagine in these days, if we were to go to our father, amen, our natural father, and tell them, look, I want half of this, or I want 10% of this, I believe that we may have a good chance of receiving a smack across the face.
Yes.
But this father, amen, did not do that. The Bible doesn't say he thought about it. He didn't say he argued about it. The Bible says he divided his good. We're talking about a good father. We're talking about the love of a father. Amen. We see here that, A child asks his father for something that is generally reserved until the father passes on. One might say that his father, that this father has a true love for his children as the father seemingly, without hesitation, give to the younger son a portion of what he may not have been necessarily entitled to at that particular time. But because he loved his son. Well, just what is a father's love? How does one describe a father's love? You might say that a father's love is patient. A father's love is kind. A father's love is humble. A father's love is honest. A father's love is forgiving. A father's love is unchanging and constant. A father's love should always be without reservation or any hidden agendas, amen, or without condition. A father's love, amen, should be genuine, amen, and should be freely given, amen, and no recourse. Yes, and we see, amen, and we think about, amen, the prodigal son's father. These are the attributes that he, amen, displayed. He had to be kind, he had to be generous, amen, in order to give, amen, that young man a portion of the inheritance.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We're talking about, amen, the love of our Father.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. And we see, amen, that Psalms 133 says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Amen. Proverbs says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when he is old, amen, they will not depart from it. I will be a father to him, and he will be my son. God promised to love us as his own children. To give us His Holy Spirit to keep us secure in Christ, to wipe away our sins, and to one day come back and restore us, amen, all again. God shows his love for us, David, by providing sound guidance so that we may continue to strive to accomplish his will and the desire we have as his children. A good father knows the needs and wants of his children. The love of a father will make hard and unpopular decisions at times. We're not going to always, amen, be loved for what decisions that we make.
Yeah.
We're not going to always be agreed with because of the decisions that we make. But God will, amen, bless you if you stand on God's word. And if you train up that child in the way he or she should go, amen, so that it does not depart from them when they are old. Amen. God knows, amen, how things are in a family. God produced, amen, the first family, amen, and he saw that, amen, brought about some confusion. But yet God, amen, still loved those of that family. The love of a father will make hard and popular decisions at times. A father will sometimes cause his decision to be questioned and may even make some some believe that they do not are not loved. Sometimes the things that we do, amen, it's gonna seem harsh and hard. Yeah. Gonna seem like I don't love you, but I love you, amen. And I love you, amen. And the things that I do, the things that I say, amen, in a loving way, amen. It is because I love you, and not just because I'm someone, amen, who has had a child. No, I love you, and I'm responsible for telling you, amen, directing you in the right path, amen, amen, and amen, amen. And I hope that the children understand, amen, that their parents and that their father, especially, amen, has a charge on his life, amen. He is responsible to God, amen, to see that those children are brought up, amen, and a gospel in a lovely way, amen.
Yes, sir.
It's gonna be unpopular at times.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
That's all right.
You just stay the course.
Yes, sir.
Fathers, just stay the course.
Yes, sir.
And I can assure you, one day, they will come to you and say, I'm glad. I'm glad you taught me the way you taught.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you stood your ground.
Yes, sir.
Amen. As we have that responsibility. Amen. We look, amen, at the prodigal, the father of the prodigal son. He was challenged because of the decision he made. The decision he made before he gave to that son, amen. Amen. Somebody, amen, didn't like the decision that he made. He was challenged again, amen, after the son went out and spent everything he had on righteous living and came back, amen. He was challenged again. But because of the love of his father, amen, the love that the father had, amen, the father stood by, amen.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes. The father didn't give in. The father told them, go out and we're going to make a feast.
Yes, sir.
We're going to make a feast because my son once was lost.
Yes, sir.
And now he's found.
Yes,
amen. And I love him, yes, and I want to have a feast, yes, because, amen, I love him.
Yes, sir.
You see, father, sometimes, amen, things get so hard. Sometimes, amen, they begin to challenge us, but we have to, amen, hold on, amen, with everything that's within us. Amen. Sometimes we might feel like throwing in the towel, amen, because we have been persecuted, we've been talked about, amen, but you just hold on, amen. You may have to go somewhere in a corner and you may have to cry sometimes, amen, but you hold on, amen. Continue to, amen, teach and preach the word of God to your children, amen. We're talking about a father's love, amen. A father's love, amen, will make you do, amen, seemingly some things that you would ordinarily do. A father's love, amen, will make you forgive and allow you to forgive some of the things, amen, that we would ordinarily forgive, amen. But because of a father's love, amen, we're gonna do the right thing, amen. We're gonna stand for right and righteousness, amen, because of a father's love, amen. Oh, and we can lay down at night, amen, knowing that we've done the right thing, knowing that we've tried our best, amen. We can feel good in our, within ourselves, amen, because of the love that we have, amen, for our children. Right now, saints, I want to kind of turn a corner, amen. I want to talk about the ultimate father, amen. I want to talk about our Lord and Savior. I want to talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, no man, amen, can be like our Father and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We do things that are wrong, amen. We don't halfway serve him right, but yet he loves us, amen. All we have to do, amen, is ask him for forgiveness, amen. And our Father, he will forgive us, amen. He will uphold us, amen. Because of his love for us, amen. He's going to uphold us, amen. Where's his righteous right? our Father's love, the true love, amen, our Father, amen, amen, and he didn't just stop there, amen, amen, he God sent his Son, amen, he loved us so much, amen, that he sent his only begotten Son, amen, sent that Son into this world, amen, to die for us, amen, to die on the cross like a common thief, amen. And they stretched him wide. Oh, but I know my God, he never said a mumbling word. He just stayed right there, amen. Stay there for your sins. He stayed there for my sins, amen. Because he loved us so much. Because he loved us so much, amen. And that's not all, amen. He died on the cross, amen. He died on the cross, amen. He died, amen. Because, amen, he loved us just that much, amen. Amen. And no other person, no other being, amen, can do what God has done, amen. Nobody else, amen, will do what God has done. Nobody, amen, will forgive me, amen. I may look at somebody, and I think I'm looking at them wrong, amen. And there's no way, amen, they're going to forgive me, but God. Saints of God, our natural fathers can only go so far. Our natural fathers can only do so much. So when you're going through, when you find yourself down in the valley of despair, with no which way to turn,